everybody. Welcome to Buzzing About Romance. I am Becky, and joining me for this episode is Jenny. Hi, Jenny.
Hey, Becky.
And Amanda. Hi, Amanda.
Hi, Becky.
And Leah. Hello, Leah.
Hello, Becky.
And Lindsay. Hi, Lindsay.
Hi.
It's so lazy today. I was going to do the research and figure out how many episodes each of you individually have been on. We'll do it another time.
And then you got tired.
And then I got tired. Well, today's episode is our fifth year anniversary. We have over 600 and some odd episodes in our feed, mm-hmm. between author spotlights, quick shots, and all that kind of stuff. And this is like episode 258 on Sundays.
Yeah.
That's a lot of commitment, people giving us all those Sundays. So happy fifth year anniversary, you guys. Happy fifth anniversary to everybody in the chat. And those listening at home, thank you for listening to Buzzing About Romance and hanging out with us and coming along on this chaotic adventure. We were talking as we were getting ready for this episode, and Jenny's like, I'm fairly certain it's going to go off the rails. You know, Jenny, I feel like we kind of have to go off the rails, don't you?
Well, yeah. I mean, I definitely like plan some detours.
Do you plan detours? How do you
plan? I think Jenny just enjoys getting us like off track.
I do.
Lindsay doesn't plan them. It just happens.
It does. It just happens. I was laughing because I finally put my books away from last weekend from the Columbus signing. And Sydney's like, what book is this? And I was like, oh, it's the Hell book. And she's like, oh, yeah, because Hell had more plot than Heaven. Mm-hmm. I feel like that should be that tagline for that book, shouldn't it?
It should be.
I mean, that's what we all think about whenever we hear it.
Well, and then she started leafing through the Hitman book. And I was like, that's not for you.
No, that's not for Sid at all.
Not for you.
No. Yeah, my books are just, I just shove them up on the shelf. No organization.
Lindsay, we got to meet Dr. Rebecca Sharp.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's awesome.
She was very sweet in person.
She's so tiny.
She is very tiny.
Really?
Yes.
Yeah, she was super nice. Like, I got to talk to her because I did an author spotlight with her like a couple weeks ago, too. And I was like, oh, we'll see you in Columbus. It's like, but yeah, it was nice to meet her in person.
Super nice. And it was fine signing. Lots of penises. Like, I still.
Well, like, okay. Like, not real penises. Okay.
Well, there were probably more dudes at that signing, though, than I've seen.
There were a lot of guys, I will say that, but not that part of them was showing.
There were crocheted penises, squishy penises.
Shots that you could, like, yeah.
Like a popsicle penis.
Sounds very bachelorette party-ish.
Yes, that would be, yeah.
That is actually a really great way to describe it.
Anyway, so it was
we
fun.
Met Carrie Ann there as well, and it was exciting. Mm-hmm. So we did a bourbon cream
shot
with her.
Oh, yummy.
It was delicious.
It was delicious. So last week we were pre-recorded. This week we are live. Next week we are pre-recorded, and we'll remind you in all the exit stuff, but just so you guys know. Just a Patreon shout out. Just a quick reminder that Buzzing About Romance is completely listener supported through Patreon. That means every episode, every interview, and every bit of romance loving chaos we share is made possible by our amazing patrons. If you enjoy the show and want to help us keep the mics on and the coffee flowing, consider joining us over on Patreon. Every dollar goes right back into the podcast. Because you know, we just do this for the fun of it, right? But those are some of the questions we're going to answer tonight about, mm-hmm. why do we do this? So we'll get to those here in a second. So as we said, welcome to a very special episode of Buzzing About Romance. We're celebrating 5 incredible years of Swoon Spice and all things romance, and we couldn't have done it without you, whether you've been here since the beginning or just found us recently. Thank you for being a part of this book-loving community. To mark the milestone, we're doing a fun Ask Us Anything episode. You sent in questions. We're spilling the tea from behind-the-scenes podcast stories to favorite tropes, spicy hot takes. As you are watching, if you have a question, feel free to put it in the chat. We will answer right on the spot tonight. Some of us came prepared. Some of us did not. So I think the majority of us are not prepared.
I think everybody knows who is prepared and who is not.
Who is not. Jenny,
it's a sliding scale.
It's a sliding scale. Jenny, you joined the podcast in 2022.
Sure, that sounds right.
Okay.
Maybe.
No, or was it 2021?
It was 2021.
2021. Yes. Leah joined. She was in book club in December of 2020. She actually joined me on the mic for the first time in January of 2021.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Lindsay joined in and around the same time in 2021. Same kind of situation. She came to book club and then I was like, Lindsay, you want to do this with us? And Lindsay was like, yes, yes, I do.
Absolutely. You're...
And then Amanda, I think you came in then in the fall of 2022.
Yeah, it was either fall of 2022 or like early 2023, I think. One of those.
It's been a little wild, right, guys? I mean, we haven't scared you guys off.
It has been a ride, that's for sure.
So we'll just hop into the questions that were sent in, and then we have some other extra questions. First, we'll start with, what is your biggest petty reason for DNFing a book and why? Lindsay?
I've got notes. I came prepared.
I told you I was
nobody
scale.
Is surprised by this, though. Like, if you want one, we'll start with vibes. Like, bye. Your book is going in the trash. But the full list is sloppy writing, miscommunication, big editing errors, timing that makes no sense, or changing details of books earlier in the series. Like, if you are using your book to rewrite other books, your priors, get out of here. Like, I'm never reading you again.
Good to know.
Apparently, Lindsay has a list.
Spoken. She's done.
That's great. Amanda. What is your pettiest?
Really, you want me to follow that? I don't DNF a lot because I'm pretty good about picking books that I know I'm gonna like, unless I'm reading it as an arc or something, trying out something new. But my pettiest one is if I don't like your characters by 30%, like if I don't care what happens to them, I'm done. If they have
a bad nickname.
Well, yeah, I mean, I'll push through the nickname, but I'll be mad about it. But yeah, no, if I'm like at 30% and I could care less whether or not they like, you know, somebody gets run over later in the book, like I'm done.
You can fall off a cliff. She doesn't care.
Yeah.
Jenny, what is your pettiest reason for DNFing a book?
My pettiest is inconsistencies. Like, my brain, like, I was reading a book and her nail polish color changed while she was still sitting in the same spot, and I'm done.
Okay, that's fair. Leah, what's your pettiest reason?
I don't have petty reasons for DNFing, but I do have petty reasons for not picking authors up. Because we all know that I don't DNF books very well.
No, you just Leah it.
Like, I'm a Leah it. So, I mean, that doesn't really count for me, but there are petty reasons I will not pick an author up.
Okay. And we all know mine, right? We all know mine.
We do.
Coastal.
There's an author I won't pick up because of the pettiness.
Like, just know your boundaries. I think for me, and it's not so much coastal as it is geographical type stuff. Like, if you're going to write outside what you know, do the research. Ask people randomly.
Accuracy.
Yeah. You know, hey, who do I know that's a Great Laker? Who lives on a Great Lake?
Google will tell you these things as well.
Well, but Google's going to tell you it's a coast. It is a nor it's the northern coast. Like Lake Erie is the northern coast. Lake Michigan and Lake Superior are northern coast. I mean, they're northern boundaries.
This is true.
But if you want to get the dialect, and because I oftentimes see it sometimes in the cowboy romances where they'll talk, it's Montana, but they're talking with a southern twang. People in Montana have a their own dialect, their own
Accent.
cadence to what they say. They, you know, it's
It'd be somebody in Kentucky talking like a Yinzer.
right. And no offense, nobody in Montana, unless they came from the South, is going to say bless your heart. Like, that's a Southern thing, not a Montana thing.
Are Montana things too, and like there are like certain things that are culturally very present and embraced in Montana, and I have not seen them in any romances either, which is interesting.
One of the things I'll say about Montana, when I got a I was reading, it was Juliana Stone book, her latest series that's in Montana. The bar was called Sundown. And at first I started to panic. I was like, oh God, this is a mistake. Abort, abort, you know, like, because we just had the whole thing happen with Devney's book, The Crossroads, and then it was,
It was Sundown, and then they switched it.
they
I know
switched it.
Crossroads books one, wasn't
Right.
it?
And then, but the other
It's
one
like
was,
sunlight or something,
and now
sun
it's
sun something
Sunlight.
else. Yeah.
And so I was like, okay, wait, hold on. So Mike did the research for me. He started looking around, and things like businesses, bars, restaurants, farms, sundown is a big term in Montana, and it does not mean the same as sundown town in
The South.
Virginia. So it's stuff like that. You know, I'm not from there, so I didn't know that. And I had a very northern response to it and, you know, had to do the research. But, you know, Jen Ellen says, just ask GPT, ChatGPT. Jen
Amanda.
Ellen, just stir the pot just a little more. I heard you can ask your Rumba if you're
Oh,
Jessa
God.
Hastings. Oh, so many people. There's story behind that, just so we know.
Yes.
We don't need to get into that, though.
Yeah, that would be too far off the rails for
That would be
tonight.
a
It's
lot.
early.
Okay, if you could read a book or series for the first time again, what would it be? I don't care who goes first. Pick a book.
Mine's Knitting in the City by Penny Reid. That was a
Same.
what?
Like
The same.
nobody in the chat, nobody listening saw that coming.
Nope, not at all.
Yeah, I mean, like that series was deeply influential, like beyond just being a book series. Like, I wound up finding a knitting group. I didn't know that was a thing until I read this book. It like opened the door for me, like making in-person friends in my adult life, or like connecting with people outside of like just being at home by myself with my husband and my dog.
That's fair. Amanda, what's yours?
I reread a lot, so I was like, I had to think about this. I did like pick one that I haven't reread a million times, and honestly, I'm going to go with King of Nothing by Aurora Rose Reynolds.
That's a good one.
I love that book. It's a standalone. It's Dante and Alora. She made a video recently that like it's her least read book, and I do not understand why. That book is so good. I'm sure at some point I'm going to reread it. It just came out last year, so I haven't gotten there yet. But I love that book.
What is it for you, Leah?
I like Amanda reread a lot, but Little Dove by Leila Frost. Like that book, like first go round was amazing. And I've reread it a couple times in different versions of audio and like eyeballing it. But yeah, that book, that whole series, like if I could revisit it from the beginning and like meet all those characters again, I would
You
love
would.
that.
What about you, Jenny?
I did have Knitting in the City down as my top one.
Okay. That's fair.
And yeah, like
Also not surprising.
I found Penny when my kid was first in the hospital, and he was an infant, so I was sitting there like by myself with no one to talk to. And then her second book in that series actually has a cystic fibrosis patient in it, so it was kind of like being seen, and
Yeah.
her characters are relatable.
So, I think for myself, I'm going to go with Reed Rivers by Lauren Rowe. And there's a couple reasons why. One, if you had asked me in the beginning of that series what I felt about trilogies, I'd have told you they're pointless. There's no reason. You can never hook me in. I'll read book one, but I'm never going to come back for book two or three. And literally, I got an arc of that book. I was in Lauren's DMs. I was on Twitter, now X, at Lauren. Can you tell me when book two is coming? Because I am desperate. And there was something about that book that, because that came out in 2020 in that March, April, May timepiece. There was just so much escapism in that story for me. Like, it was messy. It was, daytime soaps, but it was one of those that I would stay up. I would sacrifice all the sleep to read that cover one to the end of three in one sitting. 'Cause I just, that story was, and we did that reread of it for me and it held up. It was so good. I do. I love that series so much. But there's a lot of books that I wish,
Yeah,
because.
it was hard to pick, actually.
And I know that we've talked about that a lot this year. It has been hard reading this year. Amanda,
Yeah.
we have lost her into the deep, deep halls of fantasy and romanticity. Lindsay's, only believes vampires are the good
Oh no,
guys
she was in that
anymore.
alien.
She went to
Oh yeah.
space. That's
She went
right.
to
She did go to
space.
space. And, even in 2020, when the world felt on fire, there was joy in the book community. There were joy in the discovery of those books. And 2025, it's harder. The noise is getting louder.
Yeah.
And I miss sitting down. I miss the binges. I miss feeling so. It's not that I'm not reading good books, it's just harder to stay in them sometimes.
Yeah.
And so as I look back at 2020, because Wild came out in 2020, and different books that we had read throughout that first, even first 2 years of podcasting, that like I was a book a day. You could not keep me down. And
Yeah.
now, there are some weeks that it's two books. Some nights it's just one, and 20 chapters here and 10 chapters there. So I feel like I wish I could just get that feeling back from 2021, 2022.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yes.
Yeah. That was a different time of reading. Like you said, I think we were looking for that escape, and it was easier to find it at
Yeah,
that point.
it's
Like
harder now.
there's a lot of noise right now, and there's a lot of negativity, so it's hard.
Yeah.
Also, it's also harder to find like books that are bingeable because like now so many books are DNF worthy. So many, like there are good ones, but a lot of the good ones, it's like, oh, the next book will be out in like 6 to 8 months or a year or more. Like the release dates are so much more scattered. So it's like it seems like there's fewer opportunities to binge, which I have complaints about.
No, and I think that's fair too. We also have seen this change in the market this last
Yeah.
3 years. We started 2023 with these. By June of 2023, authors are getting picked up for distro contracts and publishing is changing, and the release dates are starting to be more similar to what we were used to, 2012, 2013,
Yeah.
pre the indie movement. I do think there are authors that spoil us. Sawyer Bennett, it's a new book every 6 weeks. Like, we're spoiled. Susan Stoker, it's a new book every 5 weeks. Like,
Yeah.
there's some spoiling that happens there, and we're not getting that across the board anymore right now. And that's another thing that I noticed as I was looking through stuff getting ready for this episode. When we started the podcast, I really thought our sole focus would be all indie authors. Like I love indie, I love the indie writers, I want to shout them. I want and in the last 18 months, I seem to be going back to TradPub. To there seems to be a more consistent story, less vibe. I mean, there's still some of those vibe ones out there, obviously. But it's the ebb and flow, I guess, of it. And so many indies, we know publishing is being built on the back of indies right now, and so many indies are getting deals.
Well, I think part of it, though, too, is indies allowing more risks in their stories now. Like there for a while, like when you read an indie book, like it's not that there wasn't any spice, but
Oh, you're talking trad, not indie.
yeah, trad, that's what I meant. Like there's more risks in trad now. Like, and it's not risk, but the authors have a little more liberties now, which I think is part of it. Like they've allowed a little more leeway on where the story goes, and they're not taking some of that stuff out. And the stories are really just very strong.
So what is your number one book ick for 2025? Mainly 2025 releases and trends. What do you got, Lindsay?
Promoting other authors' books in your book. It is, something that used to happen fairly rarely, and now I just feel like my romance is turning into a billboard ad for other people, and I'm already seeing so much cross promotion for these authors from said authors doing this that I'm like, yeah, unsubscribing from your newsletter, unsubscribing from your social media. Like, I'm tired. Like, when you do that, very big ick. Like, stop this trend.
I feel
No.
that. I feel that. Jenny, do you got one?
I mean, it's more general, but like AI, like people thinking things are AI, people using AI and then not being smart about how they use it.
Like leaving your chat GPT prompt in your book.
Yeah, that would be exactly it. Like, maybe not copy the whole thing.
Or use it as a jumping off point. I don't know.
I mean, it's going to be a big issue moving forward,
The
but
thing is, and I'm not saying one way or another, it is here to stay. It is not going anywhere. Companies are going to be using it, they're going to be marketing. Authors had some big losses last week in court. There were some big losses. I think we're seeing it on authors' socials. They're feeling defeated. They're feeling like they cannot win to save their lives. They're fighting piracy, they're fighting AI, they're fighting uncompensated use of IP. Like it's everywhere. It's exhausting. Not saying it's not. But yeah, it's there are ways, you don't there are some authors, their entire platform is just bitching about it. And then on the other turn, we have the influencers. There was an influencer who was talking about a book that was written in 2018, saying that it was just so terrible and had too many em dashes. It must be AI written. Can we look at a copyright? Anybody?
Yeah, they probably don't know what that is.
Probably not.
No.
Amanda. What is your ick for 2025?
So mine is, and this can go both ways, but I just see too many rude readers rolling up into author spaces, the comments on their social media, into their direct messages, into their reader groups. And, like, if you don't like something, that's fine. You do not need to announce it to the author. Like, let's stop this. I mean, and I get it. Like, some of these people, it's just rage bait. It's just clickbait. They're just doing it for likes and whatever. But like, it's harmful. Like, you're going to run all of these authors out of public spaces, and then it's going to go back to never talking to them, never interacting with them, because you guys just can't
Ruined it for
be.
everybody.
It'll go back to a more guarded. It'll be submitting letters, web posts, email addresses will not be, you will have to do contact forms on websites because social media presence will be handover, especially some of these larger ones. Nevessa Allen, like, she's going to hire a publicist that will take over social media. Rebecca Yarros has already left social media. She is not
So,
engaging as herself anymore.
okay, but you know what? You know what? I just have a comment about that. That woman set herself up to receive daily hate mail with what she did to readers in Onyx Storm. I will never forgive her. I will never be a fan. Like, you do not go on an author break with that kind of ending with no release date for book four.
But that actually isn't her fault.
No, I don't
That's
care
the
whose fault
control of the
it
publisher.
is. You don't
That's
do
not.
that. You don't do that.
Lindsay,
Don't do that.
but
Like, I'm gonna finish the series, but under hate, like under mass hate.
you can, I will let you
Really.
fight it every week. But I'm just letting you know that she doesn't have a
Yeah.
control over
She doesn't
that.
get a choice in that.
That's her
No.
publisher.
But she did it. I don't care. She did it.
Okay.
They also ran her into the ground on the first
Yeah, they
promotion.
did. Well, those
Like, there
first
was
two
just, you
books.
can't turn out that kind of content the way that she was doing it
No, but also you
and be
can't,
healthy.
like, she
Well,
was not
yeah.
at home for probably 6 months out of the
Yeah.
year with
Yeah,
all the
right. And
travel and
she
everything.
is
What
a
they did to
chronically ill
her,
person, like
yeah,
with lots
trying to
of
keep up.
children.
What they did to
Yes.
her, undoubtedly, like despicable. Like that should not have been handled the way it was. But
Not at
that
all.
ending and no release, no book four release, like I don't care who you are or what your situation is, like that could have been avoided by just not putting that last chapter in.
But you gotta get readers to come back, Lindsay.
I mean, and that was the norm. Like, when we were
That
reading any kind of
yeah.
fantasy, like when, like back
Was the
in the
norm. You figure
early
like
2000s, like,
2012.
yeah.
Even like the 90s and
Another
stuff
chapter.
when they did
Like,
shit like that.
I really don't like, I've been very forgiving with reading series that aren't complete. And I knew going in that it was going to have the cliffhanger, but I'm still pissed off about it.
It's
No,
fine.
that was your
We
first
will let you be
mistake. I
angry.
mean,
reading
yeah,
it before
that's
the
fair.
series is incomplete.
You can
Have you
be
not
angry.
learned anything from my rants,
Well,
Lindsay?
Karen.
Nothing.
Karen brings
What?
up Twisted Knight, and I will tell you, Lindsay, I feel your
Oh.
rage. I
Oh.
feel your
Chrissy was big
rage.
mad.
That
Too is a publisher issue because the
care, but
publisher did not disclose
and there
anything.
was no pre-order up. At least, is
But
there a
isn't there supposed
pre-order
to be
up
a book?
for Rebecca's book four?
I think there's a pre-order.
I don't
Is
know.
there? I don't think they even have a release date. I thought
I
she
think
said
there's a pre-order, but it's not labeled as what it is. It's one of those, like,
Oh
coming
yeah, Red
soon.
Tower does that a lot.
Yeah.
Yes. It's a coming soon thing, but you
Yeah.
know what it is.
She started
But
writing.
is there even a like a thing for K. Bromberg's like third book in that?
No, and I haven't had Bramble in my emails
Yeah, they
pitching
haven't
it
said
yet.
anything.
'Cause usually Giselle will pitch that pretty early for us.
Yeah. Are we getting a book three? Because I want to read that
It's
series.
book two. We don't even have book two.
I know, but at least we know it's coming.
I don't know. Leah,
Anyway.
what's your big
Nope.
ick for
Oh my goodness. That's
2025?
about.
We're off the rails, part three.
My ick of 2025. I don't know. Like, honestly, like, I have a lot. It's really hard to narrow it down. Just a lot of things make me angry. Well, but honestly, it's the idea, like, I'm gonna piggyback on Amanda's, but it is also the fact that, like, if the expectation of authors putting out 10 books a year, like every single author, and the fact that readers get so pissy about the fact that, like, some authors cannot
Yeah.
mentally, physically put out that many books. Like, there are some authors who put out that many books, but a lot of those authors write months and books
Yeah.
ahead of time.
For sure.
Well, authors don't owe you
They
anything
owe you
besides
nothing.
you have
Nope.
bought the book, you have bought the service, you have paid for that. They don't owe you anything
And
like
Leah,
beyond
there are
them.
people we know who put, 8, 10 books out a year and write up to their audio recording deadline.
Well, yes, there are people we know like that,
They aren't
but
doing it in advance.
they are enigmas, and not many people are like that.
Yeah, and a lot of authors have other jobs. I mean, they're
Right.
not doing
Yes.
this full time. So, and they
Many
have
authors,
families,
yes.
and
Even
yes.
trad pub authors. There are very few
Yes.
trad pub authors that can write full time. Okay, so
Yeah. They are humans too, people.
my
Calm the
big
fuck down.
ick. Well, and I'll piggyback on you and Amanda for just a second. I do wish authors would get more group chats.
Yes.
Yes. Oh
Yes.
my God, yes.
Because so there's been a big discussion this week in particular over on social media about pity marketing. And what happens is the people that are going to be hurt the most are the marginalized voices, right? Because they can't
Yes.
come out and say, you know, Danica Neva can't come out and say, Barnes and Noble did not order any mass orders of my books, meaning corporate did not say, hey, we're buying enough books to put three in every bookstore. They left it up to bookstores. Same thing happened to Adriana Herrera. They took to social media. They created a campaign where people called their Barnes and Noble and were able to get it on the shelves, right? Like, call your local Barnes and Noble, help me get these orders. That's not pity marketing. That's making sure that there is room on the shelves for those voices that are being ignored, correct?
Yeah,
I mean, because you
that's
got Laura
marketing.
Pavlov selling 14 books to Entangled, and you walk into a store and there are 10 of her books on the shelf, but you can't find one of Adriana Herrera's, even though you had a Barnes and Noble exclusive. Come on now. What's the difference between those two books? One is a white woman and one is a Latinx woman. It's not
I have
cool.
mean thoughts.
You have what?
Well written, and one is trash.
Right. Well, there is that piece too. Lindsay came prepared to fight tonight.
Lindsay's bringing out
I feel
you are touching her
the
hot
fight in
topics this
words
evening.
tonight. I feel like we need the Mortal Kombat like call out. Now fight.
All my thoughts are mean, and I just decided to be
Sure.
honest. It's no, we appreciate it. We
We
and the
do.
listeners enjoy it and love it, so it's fine. So that is not pity marketing. What is pity marketing is when somebody goes to Threads, has a public,
Meltdown,
well,
essentially.
yeah, because they don't have any page reads. And, you know, I said this when the audiobook return thing was happening, the ebook return thing was happening. And then it happened this week with somebody was sharing their link tree where they had a bunch of links to a Google Drive with a bunch of audiobooks that you could download. And instead of
Oh.
just contacting Linktree, a very big author shared the screenshot of the profile and the screenshot of the Linktree. And that's great for those authors that need to now go and find their copy and send a, you know, a takedown order. That's helpful. But it also feeds the freaking trolls, right? Because how
Yep.
many people, she's a very popular author, and three of her books were on that link tree for download. How many people ran over there and grabbed those downloads
Yeah.
illegally? Where the smarter thing in that instance would have been, it was in a Google Drive. So you contact Google support, they'll take it down. That's against their terms of service. Or you contact Linktree, again, against their terms of service.
Or you message those authors and be like, hey, this person has your book for
Yes.
free.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Get a lawyer to
Yeah, a
send a
takedown order.
letter and
Yep.
you're good.
It's just like I think that in the moment, this author with her 100,000K followers didn't think
Yeah.
of the extra harm she was doing. She thought she was doing good by saying, this person, I'm shaming the creator, so you don't
Yeah.
work with her, but here's where what I have found there. And I don't think she realized that that stuff feeds the trolls. Just like when authors started talking about, please don't return my audiobooks, that costs me money. It troll and don't return your ebooks. Trolls were like, what? You can do this?
Yep.
I'm gonna
Yeah.
go and see if I can do this. And then they started doing it. So I think 2025, I would like to say to authors, don't feed the trolls. Just
Go
don't.
to the have a group chat. Is this a
Yeah.
smart choice?
Yeah.
And if you honestly, if you have to answer ask that question, it's not a smart choice.
Just
Right.
take a breath.
But
Yep. Walk away.
my book ick for 2025 is every female character right now is a romance author.
There's a lot of them.
And it's not
Yes,
meta.
it's.
It's not, it
Oh,
isn't
it
a
was
vibe.
like it
It's
didn't
dumb.
bother me like for the longest time, but it's getting excessive even for me,
Like
and
it's a
it doesn't
lot.
usually bother me.
Or every single one of them, their most favorite thing to do is to read smut.
Well, stop calling it smut for one thing. Like
I'm just
that's a
quoting the
giant
books.
ick.
Just quoting the books. It's annoying. It's annoying AF. It needs to freaking stop. Okay. What super popular book did you not vibe with? We are not starting with Lindsay. Jenny, what super popular book did you not vibe with?
Icebreaker by Hannah Grace. I did not like. I read that book because he told me like, "Hey, we're probably doing a shot," and I was like, kept reading it, and I was like, "I don't think we are." And I kept read. I read the whole thing,
She did read the
thinking it
whole
would get
thing.
better.
Never got
It did
better.
not. No, and I was like, "I don't think you should read this."
I
They're welcome.
didn't, but I did buy for $5.99 from the book outlet the sprayed edges
They were
copy.
They are really
pretty.
pretty.
It's so pretty. Anyway, Leah, what popular book? I guess for Leah, we should ask, what popular book did you vibe with?
I don't know if I vibed with any popular books, to be honest.
I don't think you do either.
Well, because like the Amy Dawes one, like that gives me giant icks. The Megan Quinn book, I did not like that. I haven't liked anything that I've read by her the past like couple years. Like if it's popular, I am probably not going to like it. And it's not because
You
I
probably
don't
aren't
like
even
those.
reading it.
Well, that's more the case. But
Oppositional
like,
defiance disorder,
well,
right
because that
here.
Lucy Score book, that was popular. I listened to it. It was wonderful. I love the audio. So it's not that I won't give them a chance, but 9 times out of 10, if it's popular, I am probably not going to enjoy it.
Amanda, what popular book did you not vibe with?
Shield of Sparrows by Debbie Perry. But I did read that as an ARC, so I got in there before like it, everyone decided it was their favorite book they've ever read. It just, Becky and I did a quick shot on why I didn't like it, but it started off strong. It ended okay, but the middle of it is just garbage. Like it's long. It's this heroine asks a million questions. Nobody ever answers her. Nothing happens. There's a deception that the reader sees very early in the book that the heroine doesn't find out until later, and I was mad the whole time. So yeah, I don't recommend it. So
Okay, Lindsay, what very popular book did you not vibe
basically any of them. Basically any of them. Like, and like I put a list together of like basically all of the really popular small town romance authors right now. Like Brooke Montgomery, Kat Singleton, Laura Pavlov, Elsie Silver. Like, there are older books written by Elsie Silver that were very, very good. The current style of writing, weak characters, weak plot lines, like so many vibes. Like, they're over troping things to get, like, I guess, tags on TikTok. I don't really understand what's happening, but it is so hard for me to connect with those books. Nowadays, like, I kind of stopped reading them.
yeah, me hunting and haunting Adeline, those books are garbage. They're not well written. They need a solid editor. I do not understand why people like them. I don't get it. Not dark. I didn't love Dust Storm by Maggie Gates. I liked Maggie Gates' other stuff. I just didn't like that book, and it's been hard to go back. I want to try to read the others, but that heroine in that book, I just really wanted to push her off a mountain. Like, maybe hold her head under. Maybe she'd like to try waterboarding. I don't know. Just some ideas I have. Anyway. What is one book years later you cannot stop recommending? Is there one book that you just like if there's that one book you wish everybody could read? What is the one book you think you cannot stop getting people to want to read it?
So I think my most recommend I went through like my podcast notes, and I think my ro most recommended book is Faked by Carla Sorensen. I do like that one.
That's a good one. You talk about the muffins in Jiffy Kate's
Spread Muffin, that's my second,
book.
I think,
That's probably
Yeah.
my second
Like
most read.
when we first started podcasting, I thought, I think Lindsay only ever read Stud Muffin. Did she read any of the
I did. I've read like pretty much every, I think there's only like 5 or 6 Smarty Pants books I haven't read, but I really identify with Tempest's energy, and I think that if anybody
books?
has
I
read
see
that book,
that.
I really like I identified with her a lot, like from like the interest in MMA to being like, yeah, if somebody cheated on me, 100% throwing their clothes in the driveway and lighting them on fire. Like, absolutely. Like,
I think every
that starts
episode
it
for like
all.
your first like 10
There was a
episode, there was a
Jiffy Cake
reference.
book.
Yeah.
Not necessarily that one, but a Jiffy Cake
Yeah,
book.
that's so
They haven't
funny.
written a book in like 2 years now.
They haven't.
You can yell at them later.
I'm not yelling at them. I love them. I just.
Amanda, what's a book that you can't stop recommending?
I'm gonna go series, and it's gonna be Nora Roberts. It's gonna be The Bride Quartet because I
Swoon.
mean, it's four books. They own a wedding business, four friends. They're all different. They all have different heroes. Like, it's just such a well-done series. Like, I mean, I could recommend any Nora Roberts book,
I was trying to
any
explain
time,
the
but
character of Malcolm to an author last week that I was plotting with. I'm like, he was this enigma we didn't know, and he ends up being everything you're not sure he should be. And it was the
and
best
he's
example of
perfect.
opposites attract.
He's perfect. That's my fa that is my favorite book in that quartet.
He is pretty
The la
perfect.
which is the last one, and I'm blanking on the name. But I don't know. I love that whole series. Like, it's wedding, it's there's a photographer, there's a planner, there's a cake maker, there's flowers. It's just there's nothing wrong with it, like I in my opinion.
Happily after. Happily after.
Happily ever after.
Happily
Happily
ever
ever
after.
after. Yeah.
Also, those books, deckled edges. That's the type of
Yes.
styling. I tried. So I sent Amanda some mass markets and some books, and I'm like, I have 3 of the 4 Nora Roberts paperbacks with the like wavy edges, the textured edges, because I could not think of
What it was
what
called.
it was
Yeah.
called. And she's like, okay, I'll take those. And I'm like, okay, but it's something special on the edges. She's like, got it, I'll
It's
take
on
this.
purpose
It's like,
that
I
it's
don't,
not straight.
it's deckled edges is what
I
it's
knew what
called.
she meant. I didn't know what it was called either, but then I
Yeah.
found the fourth one, so I have all of them.
Yeah.
Yes.
So good. Leah, what is one book years later you cannot stop recommending?
I mean, in recent years, Savor It is way up there. I mean, it's not super old, but that is one that will live rent-free in my head forever. But honestly, I don't know because it for me, it's really hard to narrow down because
It's
there's
the sisters by Layla and Bryn.
oh, the Dylan sisters duet. Yeah, I do talk about those ones
After
all the
those
time.
book came out,
And
after
thinking of that, people, have you seen the new covers and edges for those?
yeah, they're so pretty.
They are gorgeous. But yes, that duet, yes, because it is one of the best done overlapping storylines. Like the care that these two authors took when they wrote those books, the stories are really dynamic, and it's just there's twists that you're not expecting, but the characters, they're like shady but not shady, and things are happening. But yeah, no, that is a really good one too.
Well, after those books came out, I think you talked about them
For
for
months,
months, for months.
months. And let me tell you, when I got those emails, I instantly went to those forms and filled them out. I did not even like question it.
So funny. Jenny, what is a book all these years later that you cannot stop recommending?
I put In a Jam by Kate Canterbury
Ooh,
just
that's a good one
because
too.
that was a book that, like, universally everyone seemed to like.
Yeah.
So if I'm gonna recommend a book to somebody, that is a good choice because
That
no
is a really
matter
good
like your
choice.
taste, people seem to like that book.
Well, and it was so unexpected, right? Like she published that book and everyone, it had that slow murmuring about it, and
Yeah.
then it was just like
All of a sudden.
all of a sudden
Yeah.
there it was. That was a pretty
Yeah.
fantastic book. A book you cannot step. I'm just Winterville by Carrie Elks. I'm just gonna
Yeah.
say it loud and proud, no shame. I found those Carrie Elks books, and it's kind of like, you know, that Jay Salmon kind of thing. Like,
You just couldn't stop.
They hit me
I
at the
actually
right
was
time.
surprised that wasn't your, like, if I could read a series for the first time, I was surprised that wasn't your choice there.
I think part of that is for me with Carrie, I love what she's writing right now. Like, she is not an author that has fallen off for me. You know, she's not one that I feel I need to go back to recapture the magic. And Stacy screams in the chat, read Wintervale. There's something magical about it. So I love Carrie Elks. Anyway, in celebration of 5 years, how did you all come together to make the podcast? Well, it was a cold and stormy night. No, not really. I mean, I feel like we tell this story all the time, but for me, I decided that I wanted to do a podcast in 2009, 2010, at the height of Serial, and there were all those people making podcasts reviewing Serial and talking about the concept of the court case, and I mean, I love true crime. And then it was announced that Shonda Rhimes bought the rights to Bridgerton, and I loved Bridgerton. And I was like, I'm going to do a podcast and break down the Bridgerton show. And then it took 10 years for us to get it, right? Like, we didn't get it till 2020. But as the pandemic hit, you know, I was just started working in publishing. And Michael was like, you know, if you ever wanted to do a podcast, now's the time. Because we're home, we have the equipment, we have the time. Our kids were older and healthy, which was not the case previous. And so I was like, oh, okay. And obviously, if you've been here since day one, episode one, you know, we've kind of, you know, had some ebbs and flows and some changes. This is not what it started as and what it, you know, what it's evolved to now. I'm so incredibly proud of. And then people randomly came to book club. And Amanda, how did you find us?
It was actually through Susan Stoker when you guys did an interview with her, and she shared it in her reader group, and then I started listening and joined the Discord, and then just kind of evolved into a, you were like, hey, you want to come on? And I was like, sure.
Yeah, well, I think you and I started chatting in DMs, and you were chatting with Leah about books, and I'm like, she likes books. We should make her talk to us. And Jenny, how did you find us, Jenny?
I originally came to book club because you had an episode with librarians and they like recommended Penny Read, so I joined book club. And then I remember watching like an Instagram live and sliding into Becky's DMs because I was like, wait a second, where do you live? And then like we have a very similar like situation with our children. So like I feel like Becky's like 10 years ahead of me, but
Yeah. Well, and I had to tell her I'm from Finley, but I'm not Finley.
yeah, and I needed to know
Because
that.
some of these people be crazy, but I'm not that. And Lindsay, how did you find us? I think you were at the Helena Hunting Book Club back in October of
I missed
2020.
that one. It was right after the Helena Hunting. So you
Oh,
guys,
the Lucy
Helena
Score
Hunting Book
one.
Club, but Helena Hunting was doing like a giveaway in partnership with the podcast, and I was like, what is this book club? I was like, oh, this is amazing. I was like, I have nobody to talk to about my romance books. And from there, it was just Spiraled. love.
Love. Best friends.
Lindsay latched on.
Is there any episode you'd listen to again and again, or do you listen at all once it's recorded?
I listen, but I don't usually like I'll go back and listen to like if we're like repeating like a topic or something, I'll go back and
Sure.
listen to like
Yeah.
an episode we did just to see like if I need to talk about something different, which I usually end up just talking about whatever anyway.
Yeah. What
But
about you, Jenny? Do you re-listen, or is there one episode you like to listen to?
I don't listen to the episodes that I am on. I try to be in the chat every time I am not on. I like to go back and listen to Julie Garwin tell Leah, ask Leah if she's awake.
Yes, that's my favorite one to
It just
re-listen
makes me
to.
happy because she just like point blank Like, are you awake?
You still here, yeah.
I was
Amanda,
still there
is there
for
one you
all of
like to
it.
listen to?
I don't like to listen to myself, but before I was on, I always like, and I will listen to these with me or any of like the book boyfriend or the girl crush episodes, because I like to go back and be like, oh, which ones were we really into like this year or something like that. So those I will re-listen to.
What about you, Lindsay? Do you re-listen or do you
I like
listen?
I like the same ones Amanda does, like the girl crush and the book boyfriend ones, but I also really like the ones where we do the list. Like there was
Yes.
one I think where you and Heather built the hockey team. That's been a lot.
Yeah.
That was really fun. The build your own band, like that was a fun one too. Those are just some of my favorites. I like our small town episode a lot. I'm like Jenny, I don't listen to the ones that I'm on.
Are funny.
But yeah, at minimum, I usually try to go and like scope out the book lists, but like
Yeah.
we do destroy a TBR.
You're welcome. Leah, do you go back and listen?
Already
Oh,
answered
you
this
already answered
question.
this.
I didn't
Okay.
answer the last question, but
You
I
did.
answered this
Okay.
one.
What question did you answer?
How I came to be on the
Oh, how did you come
podcast.
to be on the podcast?
I came to the Lucy Score Book Club. And then we started talking and things were changing. And I kind of auditioned in the Brenda Trim happy hour.
Oh, that's right.
Like that was the very first thing I did was a Brenda Trim happy hour. And we're like, that went okay. Let's keep trying with this. And here I am
You
5
stuck
years
it.
later.
I like to listen to the Julie Garwood. And actually, now it's so fun to go and listen to Leah's author spotlights because I'm
Oh,
not
yeah.
on those
Right.
episodes. And so I love going back and listening to those now because it's new and it's fresh and it's not something that I was on. So I like to go hear those discussions because oftentimes we have a Friday meeting where we talk about business and the podcast and stuff. And Leah usually is coming off of an interview and she's like so stoked and so excited coming off these interviews.
I love those interviews so
And I
much.
think one of the best things about doing this podcast and doing these episodes is like, so this week, and I'm not going to say the author, but a publisher was in my inbox pitching an author for interview, and it's a very big deal for Amanda. Like, if it was just
Oh, yeah.
me, I would say, oh, I'm not interested. Thank you, because it's not for me. But it is like life-changing for Amanda, and it brings me so much joy, like that these opportunities, you know, just because I said, hey, Mike, I want to talk about romance books with people that aren't you.
I mean,
So,
yeah.
yeah, I think that's like the best part is that your face on Friday when I was like, okay, she's available for interview, you were like, oh, like you almost had a small little
I
panic
was like, but
attack.
somebody else has to talk to her.
Which is fine. But you had one of those moments too
I
where we
did with
got the
LJ Andrews.
email.
Yeah.
Well, but Becky did too, because there's an
Oh.
author that doesn't typically do interviews, who I'm not going to say either. And this last email, it was like, she's
Oh.
available for interviews. And Becky's like, I am doing that. You don't even
Oh,
have an
yeah.
option. And I
Yeah.
was like, okay.
Yeah. No, you're right. That was, but when Julie Garwood, like when her publisher pitches it and she writes back and's like, yes, or Beverly freaking Jenkins. I
Yeah.
sent her a web contact. Less than 10 minutes later, I had an email from that sweet lady saying, yes, I'd love to come talk to you. I'm like,
Well, and the
pardon me?
Eloisa James spotlight that I did, like they contacted us about it.
Like,
She's freaking delightful, also.
so what is one trope you hope takes over the book world but is totally underrated right now?
You want me to give you some more hot takes?
Yeah, go ahead, hot take it.
Yes. None. I feel like book talk is great at ruining great tropes. These are literally my notes. You're not wrong.
You're not wrong.
They get overdone and they wind up being like implemented in really forced story kind of ways. And then like just because they're flooding the market, you get things like single dad and nanny, like All the time. so stale and they're so similar and there's not really like many different takes. So I'm just kind of like over the tropes being overdone in general. And yeah.
I do
Another.
need think we need more secret baby or baby on the doorstep, but you know.
Yeah, but sometimes those aren't done right either,
I
though.
know, but I would like more done right. Does anybody else have a trope they wish would
I
make
like
a.
a marriage in crisis, but it's hard for them to be
Yeah.
well done.
Yeah.
I want like more family saga, like a la Nora Roberts. I want it all in one book. I want a main couple. I want a couple side couples. I want multiple generations. Like, and I want it all
But
together.
just in one giant tome.
One in one giant book. Yes.
Okay. What about you, Jenny? Is there a trope you wish?
Probably like more girl bosses or like just smart women. Like,
Smart women.
we're not all dumb, okay?
Right.
Mean, speak for yourself. Whatever.
I
Okay, which author would you love to interview if you could choose anyone, living or dead? It doesn't matter. Is there an author you'd want to interview? Who do you got, Jenny?
You have to ask.
No, I don't, but I did.
Penny Reed. Like, I've got to meet her. I've had my moment, but like, yeah, just to talk to her would be great.
Yeah. Leah, who do you got?
I mean, I really don't have anybody because most people that I email say yes.
Is true.
So this isn't a good question for me because every author that I have, like,
But is there
not.
one that we've gone to dead letter on that you would love
I
to
mean,
s
there's some that have we've gone to dead letter, but it's nobody that I'm dying to
dying to
talk to you.
talk
Honestly, everybody that like I really wanted to talk to, I've gotten a reply back.
What about you, Amanda? Do you have one?
Yeah, it would be Alona and Gordon Andrews.
Yeah.
I mean, I would lose it pretty much, but yeah. And that's not who we were talking about, just in case
That's
anybody's
not,
wondering.
yeah. But if the publisher is listening, if one of the girls from their label is listening, pitch away to the email. Amanda at bookcaseandcoffee.com.
I will probably be there to
Yes,
calm
Leah will
her
have to be there
down,
too.
but.
Somebody will have to be there with me. But yes.
What do you got, Lindsay?
I really loved all of our author spotlights. I like other people interviewing, but if I could personally, I would definitely Penny Reed. I think it would be a really fun time if Jenny and I got to interview.
I will send her a message.
Like plus like with Penny Reed's energy, like I think that would be probably the greatest pure
I'll just
chaos
message her this
thing of
week.
all time.
We'll see what we can come up with.
Because like her Penny Reed, I love her interviews in general, and I love like how she's prone to tangent, just so fun. But then Rowan
5 hours
Hart,
later.
because like really like just love her stories, like how simple they are, and I don't know. We haven't done. I don't. We've talked about her books a lot.
Yeah.
But yeah.
So I've gotten to meet her several times. I have gotten to hear this author speak. We've never had her on the podcast just because scheduling hasn't worked out. And that's Kennedy Ryan. You know, she is a queen. I love her. I love her voice. I love her stories. I love how she lifts other authors up. Like, she is not afraid to share the spotlight and to build others up. And meeting her in person, if you ever have the chance, do it. 'Cause
Best hugs.
she's a great hugger. She's so gracious. You don't feel like you're on a time with her. Like, she takes her time with her readers. She knew who we were. She knew the podcast. She's like, "Oh my God, I follow you on Instagram," and was just the kindest. You know, and we kind of, I had interviewed Lauren Blakely, and then we had that moment with Lauren, like she hadn't seen her own books. You know, some of these authors are just the kindest. And she is definitely one that I would, you know. And there's some newer debut ones that I would like to see us. And we've been very lucky. A lot of the publishers have been very forthcoming. Yes, Kennedy Ryan was at a book club. Yes. So we've had her at book club. We just haven't had her on
At a
an
truck
episode.
stop. She
Right?
like,
It was a restaurant.
Yeah,
She
she
was
was
at a
in a restaurant
restaurant.
and we
She had to
read
go
Real.
where she needed Wi-Fi.
Yeah. So she's just a queen. Okay. If you had 5 minutes to pack and you can only take three books with you, which three books are you taking with you?
Oh, good God.
Okay, you didn't say three in the original questionnaire.
Sorry, Amanda. Give me, well, we just can't have Leah do like Leah explain each book. Leah's,
Hey.
hey, Leah is waiting. I was
Well, I
waiting.
was thinking, and then I realized what you said. That's
Well, I definitely
mean.
took like the 5 minutes to mean I get five
Yeah.
books.
Okay,
What are your
go.
five books, Jenny?
But
I have.
why do I have to pack books? Because I have my Kindle. Like, if
Sweet
I pack the
Jesus.
paperbacks, I'm not
It's the
reading
end of the world.
those.
There's no
It's
Wi-Fi.
the end of the
Oh,
world. There's no
yeah.
Wi-Fi. Five books. What do you got, Jenny?
Five books now? You just
In
said three. My God.
a jam between Never and Forever, hashtag nerd, hashtag junkie, and banana pants.
Smart.
Oh, those are good ones.
Amanda, give me five books. You have 5 minutes.
Good
I'm not
God.
gonna do, I won't even explain them. I'll just tell you that I went to the rooms in my house and timed out how much I could grab. So I'm going into the furthest room and I'm grabbing my Kate Daniel series. I'm coming into my office. I'm grabbing all of my Lulu Moores, my Savar Miller, my Emily McIntyre, and then I'm going into my bedroom and I'm grabbing all of my romantic suspense. I have time in
I
five
don't
minutes.
have enough arm space.
Whatever, there, that's what the
See,
plastic bin
here's the
is
thing.
for.
All of my
And I'm going to
paperbacks are
carry.
right here, so I could get so many in 5 minutes.
She's
All
got
of them.
luggage. She's just, yeah.
I went with a plastic bin. Like
She's got a
I walked
tote.
around my house to see if I could grab them all, and I can.
What? Lindsay, what are your books in 5 minutes?
Did not do what Amanda did, but I did kind of like mentally work that out. So my list is my special edition Knitting in the City, including banana pants, signing edition Rabid, which I just got. It's so pretty. And
What
then
is
she wrote
that?
all her books down, Rabid by
Oh, the Raven
Her, she's
Kanadian.
so, like writing.
Oh, okay. I had a
How
moment, I
did you order
forgot.
any? Anyway, that's a sidebar. My 707 special edition that I got last year at
Oh, yeah,
the
that's a good
And
one.
then the Anna Hackett ones, all of them, the Sentinel Security special editions, and all of the ones I got signed because I love
Okay.
her. We're best friends, even though we don't talk.
Those are in my bedroom grab.
Those are in your bedroom grab. Oh my gosh. Leah, what do you got?
Just all of them? I
Like,
mean, honestly, like I said, all of my paperbacks are right here. If I have a bin big enough, they will all fit. Now, I will not be able to carry it,
yeah,
but I can
that's what
get
my
them in
husband's
there.
for.
Yeah, I'm like,
It's
do you have
true.
family?
And according to my sister-in-law, my husband is the strongest man in the world, so.
Okay.
Wheelie suitcase, move it closer to your stash. You'll be fully set. Get a big one.
Don't
You don't
even
have to carry
know.
too many books.
But
Yeah.
I will say, like my Anna Hackett's, my Susan Stoker's, I don't even know. My Mary B. Moore's because I love her so much.
Yeah.
Just all of them.
All the
Honestly, if
books.
I have a paperback of it's gonna be read multiple times. Which as I think about that, there's a lot of freaking books back there.
So I'm gonna just go out on a limb and guess that at the end of the world, you're not gonna leave your books.
No, I'm not
No.
leaving my books. Besides, like honestly, like if there was a zombie apocalypse, just take me first. Like I'm not running. Like I don't have a lot of
Same.
I'm just gonna sit here and read books, and when they come for
like
me,
they
it'll be
can just
fine.
come for me. Like
Yeah,
I'm
that
okay
is my
with that.
plan. So
Like
I'm
I don't
just
have a lot to
taking.
offer people. I can help you fix your books, but I can't really do a lot of other
I just want to
things.
take all my mass markets, like all my step backs. I don't know. And the Barbie. The Barbie is going with me at the end
That's
of the
fair.
world.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. The
I'm
Barbie
taking the
has to
Barbie.
go.
Also, so last week there was a sale on Legos that if you bought $150 worth of Legos on Lego.com, you got the free gift to purchase, which is a book in
Nook.
bookshelf book. That is a book nook of Jane Austen, Pride and Prejudice.
Oh.
So I bought Michael this giant ass Mario Kart set that was
Oh, it's
$150.
huge. I saw it today. The head is like enormous.
So I could have this book nook of Jane Austen. So it's got to, I've got to figure out where it can go with Barbie so it can be up there. Anyway, okay. We've been doing this for an hour, so I'm going to do our hot, rapid hot takes. It's one or the other, not like just give me your hot takes quick. You can only have one. So, everybody, Insta-love or slow burn? Jenny?
Slow burn.
Leah?
Insta-love.
Amanda?
Insta-love.
Lindsay?
Slow burn.
Insta-love.
Yeah, we knew that one.
Jenny, cowboy or mafia?
Mafia.
Leah?
Mafia.
Amanda?
Cowboy.
Lindsay?
Both. I cannot pick. Don't make me.
Could I
Mafia.
have a mafia cowboy?
Yeah.
I need to
Yeah.
read
I
Sarah
haven't.
Bale's new book.
Oh,
Oh,
is
yeah.
he a mafia cowboy?
Pretty much, yeah.
He's something cowboy, yeah.
Oh my
Yeah.
God, that's so exciting.
Okay. We'll start at Lindsay. Alpha hole or cinnamon roll?
But I can't do this. I can't do this. I want both. Like, I want him to be a cinnamon roll for her, but an alpha hole to everyone else. I don't
Yeah,
know.
I put cinnamon hole.
Cinnamon hole, okay. Amanda.
I mean, I don't think anybody is even questioning
Surprised.
my answer. It's an alpha hole.
Leah.
Alpha hole.
Alpha hole. Cinnamon rolls can burn.
Although I do like the cinnamon hole idea.
The
Yeah.
cinnamon hole.
Jenny, enemies to lovers or fake dating?
Fake dating.
Leah.
Fake dating.
Amanda.
Fake dating.
Lindsay.
Fake dating.
Fake dating.
Enemies to lovers are dumb.
So dumb. Okay, so that's it for our questions. If you have more questions for us, send them in. We'll do this again sometime later this year.
A lot of stuff here that we did not answer.
Yeah, we
We
didn't.
might have to do a 2.0.
We might have to
Yeah.
do a 2.0. Okay, so it's that time.
It's that
That
time.
Five
time.
years
Oh God, I don't
later.
have one.
Wait, Leah.
She's just like, I don't have one. Oh
It's
my
that time for book of the
God.
week. We
Week.
still don't have an
I don't
echo.
have one.
5 years later. Whatever.
We haven't done Book of the Week for 5 years, though, I will say that.
No, we didn't start Book of the Week until I think late
It's been like
2021.
3 years.
Yeah, I think
Three
early
plus.
2022, I think we started it because we used to list like the coming releases for the week and it
That's
became
true.
daunting.
Well, and also,
Well,
we did it before anybody could see my jazz hands.
right.
yeah, you have a book to fight, so you're good.
You're good.
I
You have a
do
book
have
to
a book I
fight.
Yeah, you
want to fight.
do.
Okay, Lindsay, what is your book of the week?
I'm no help. I have not been reading very much. I did finally get my library hold for the next book in the Expanse series. I have left my husband behind in the dust because he is still on, like, he hasn't picked up the
In
next
the
book.
dust.
Like, I'm gonna read books in
Hey.
between. I just need to finish this right now. So like I don't have words to describe like
What
how
expanse number are you on?
five.
Five. Okay. Leah, what's your book of the week? Oh, you're fighting. Never mind.
Okay,
Wait.
no,
Wait.
actually I do
You
have a
can
book
either
of
fight or you can have a book of the week. You can't have
Oh,
both.
well, fine then. Okay, so I read the new Zoe Blake.
Okay. Oh,
I really
we're
enjoyed
fighting. We're not
it.
gonna do the rest
We're
of the books of the
fighting
week, so we're
because
fighting first.
I mean, there were books that I read that I liked, but we're fighting. So the new Zoe Blake, I really liked it. He like kidnaps her, like holds her hostage, does all the things, dubious consent, if even that. So it's not a book for Jenny. But it ends on a cliffhanger that I didn't know was coming. But the next book is a different couple. And if you read the blurb for the next book, it could have been any of the heroines from the previous books in the series that could have gotten taken at the end of the book. But no, it is that character who gets taken. It was really good otherwise.
How angry are you?
On a scale of 1 to 10, like an 11,
Are you
because
ripping the spine out? Like if this
I'm big.
was
Well, I'm not
knockout?
ripping spines out because that's just psycho.
Just
But yeah,
Mortal Kombat, like
I'm big mad
she's
that I
big
did
mad.
not know. Like they kind of it's like an HFN and then things
And then
happen.
she gets kidnapped.
Well, she doesn't get kidnapped at the end, but things happen.
Okay.
But I was real mad. So, Jen Ellen, you don't want to read it yet. You might want to wait.
Amanda, what's your book of the week?
So my book of the week is it's Soulgazer by Maggie Rapier. It's a fantasy book. It comes out on July 11th. We had the publisher reach out to us for this book. The cover is gorgeous.
Beautiful.
It's really pretty. It's a duology, but it does not end in a ragey cliffhanger. It kind of the story. So they have to go on a journey to look for a hidden isle, and I can't really say more about it without spoiling it. But it's very, it has like, pirate themes, mythology, mythology. And it kind of like it closes out that story. So like the next book is going to be what happens after. So you're not left really hanging on what happens in this book. So it didn't make me mad. I mean, and I knew it was a duology going in, but I liked it a lot. I don't want to spoil it, but if you're a fantasy lover, like I really like this one. My review's on the website if you want more details.
Jenny, what's your book of the week?
Well, Last Night Was Fun by Holly Michelle. She's wrote in other genres, but this is her first romance. So it's third person, all from the female's point of view. She is a data analyst for a baseball team, and she's working on a promotion with this other, like, she's against another coworker that is a dude. She gets a wrong number of texts, and they like have a relationship, kind of like the you got mail thing. And she needs a date to her sister's wedding. And I think you can see who the guy on the other side of the phone probably is.
Okay,
That sounds
fun.
fun.
That does
It
sound really
is. It
good.
will. I usually don't like third person, but I really enjoyed the book.
Yeah. So my book of the week is Sweet Thing by Kate Meader. It comes out July 15th. It is next gen Chicago Rebels hockey. It's baby on the doorstep. Dad's best friend, nanny, close proximity. I think what I loved about this book so much is the heroine is 23, 24. She's very mature. But even as mature as she, or she's 26, even as mature as she is, she really still does not know what she wants to do in life. And it absolutely was very representative of oldest daughter, the pressure to be the quiet, the good one when you're around like a superstar dad and your mom and dad have this great love story and your brothers are all these high performing athletes and you just feel kind of left behind. It was just so good, so emotional. I loved the hero Lars, but Adeline, she won the book for me. She was just such a great, because sometimes we get these books with these 22, 23, 24-year-old heroines, and they seem to know exactly their trajectory and what they're doing in the world and where they're going. And I at 22 was not that person.
At 35, I was not that person.
No, I mean, my career is late in life. Because, I had children at 28 and 30 and life happened. So I really liked that it's coming out July 15th. Patreon swag packs will go out after the 4th of July. So around July 7th, the swag pack sponsoring authors for June is author J.D. Carruthers and Elaine Trommel. June and July swag packs will be mailed out around July 7th. So that's a wrap for our 5th anniversary Ask Me Anything episode. Thank you for joining us and celebrating this milestone and for being part of the Buzzing About Romance community. Whether you tune in every week, binge episodes on long drives, or pop in for your favorite trope, we are so grateful you are here. I do want to say a quick thank you to Mike Burrier for his support. We could not do any of this without him, but also a huge thank you to all of the co-hosts. And you guys are amazing. And again, I'm so grateful you're my friends and that you're here with me for this. And thank you to your spouses for letting, me have all this time and make you read books. I cannot express how grateful I am to have each and every one of you and all of our amazing community members in our lives. Like it's world changing what you guys give. So thank you so very much for that. Don't forget to check out our new branding and logo. It was created in collaboration with InstaLove Author Services. We're so excited for this fresh look as we start the next year of our podcast. Anyway, thank you so much. Thank you for helping us celebrate for 5 years. Thanks for being here for 5 years. I, you know, it's so weird, right? just out of my little home office. 5 years we've been doing this, so.
Well, thank you for creating all of this for us to have a place to go to,
Of
so, and talk
course.
about our books.
Yeah.
It's good when crazy finds company, right?
Yeah.
Yes.
Anyway, until next time.
Happy reading, everybody.
Find us on Instagram at Buzzing About Romance or on Twitter at Buzzing Romance. If you like the podcast, please leave a review. If you'd like to support us directly, join the Bookcase and Coffee Patreon and receive exclusive content only available to Patreon members. Check out bookcaseandcoffee.com for our on-the-shelf show notes.